Among those confirmed dead in Haiti is the Archbishop of Port-au-Prince, Joseph Serge Millot. His body was found in the ruins of the Archbishop's offices. He was 63. Father Charles Robez is the pastor of St. Clement Church in Fort Lauderdale. He grew up in Haiti and knew Archbishop Millot. Father Robez, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you.
And what can you tell us about Archbishop Millot as a man of faith and as a man of Haiti?
What we can say about him is a very holy priest and a wonderful servant of the people of God and a faithful servant of the church in Haiti. And I knew him as a priest, somebody who was very devoted, respectful, quiet, but clever.
Can you think of a moment that you shared with Archbishop Millot that comes to mind as you think now of his death?
When I knew him, I was a leader in the youth movement, as a leader of the youth Eucharistic movement in Haiti. And he was one of the good priests that I know and good standard that I admire his work. I remember a few times that I met him at the seminary. He's another person who talked too much. You cannot go by him to not admire him, because his very presence is so comforting. You don't need it to open his mouth to feel that you have his support, that you know that he loves you, that you know that he appreciates and supports you.
His presence, his image within the Catholic community in Haiti, mm-hmm. as the Archbishop, would have been huge, I imagine.
Oh, it's a big impact right now, because among the priests and the faithful, knowing that we are in the midst of a disaster, and the disaster we lose our father in faith. It's something more added to what we to our loss.
You'll be leading a service at your church in the Haitian community there in Fort Lauderdale tonight. What will be your message in the sermon?
Our message tonight is in the midst of this disaster, this message of comfort, to know that we are, not only that we have the support of all the international community, but also that we are here for each other, and that the best way we can support each other in prayer.
Father Robez, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
That's Father Charles Robez in Fort Lauderdale talking about the Archbishop of Port-au-Prince, Joseph Serge Millot, who died in the earthquake there.
We'll bring you more coverage of Haiti throughout today's program. The magnitude 7 quake struck yesterday just before 5 p.m. in Haiti. At this point, details remain sketchy as to how many people are dead and how many homes and buildings have been destroyed. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Haiti is now facing a major humanitarian emergency. The U.S. has sent an aircraft carrier toward Haiti to help in relief efforts, and military officials say U.S. Marines may be sent in as well. The American Red Cross says it has run out of supplies, and other aid organizations are in dire circumstances. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.